This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first stepfather, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I've never looked at my body and just been like, I'm a fat blob. Or my whole goal is that, you know, when I'm 80, I'm still able to go out there and enjoy walking around nature and whatever.
Frolicking in the woods,
swinging from trees, as long as my body feels like it can still move and function. But I've never thought about how it looks too much.
The thing that started that weight loss journey was honestly the start of my health. I think it made it a lot easier because I was viewing it differently. I was still definitely trying to find new ways to talk to myself. I took that pressure of being constantly positive about my body and started really turning into, you're feeling better. Hello and welcome to another edition of Adulthood is a Project, the show where two sisters discuss lessons learned and growth earned through the realities of life. I'm Charlie, and you all know my sister, Casey. And we're your hosts.
In today's episode, we'll be discussing body neutrality. We will also discuss the ins and outs of accepting your body for looks or for function. Let's get started.
Woo! All right. For those of you that watch along, we really liked the Clubhouse setup last week.
Yeah, it did. It worked really well.
It did. I thought it did.
Yeah.
And so today we just added a little backdrop. Get the gang colors going in here.
Yeah. For when we want to throw down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need, and be comfortable.
We need people to know who they're messing with.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
All right.
All right. Body neutrality.
Body neutrality. So it's my turn for the quiz.
Yes.
Yes. And so the last couple quizzes you've given me, you've done like a true or false, or I think your last one was like Instagram or
Fred. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So for body neutrality, I did function or appearance.
Oh, okay.
All right. So you just have to answer function or appearance.
All right.
All right.
I think I'm ready.
Whenever you're organizing your closet, what matters the most?
Function.
Ding, 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 ding.
I like, for me anyway.
Yeah. No, I mean, it can look as good as it wants to, but if I can't find the shirt that I need to find.
Right.
How's that helpful? It's not.
Right.
when you're out shopping for a birthday cake for your best friend's party, what matters more?
Appearance.
Yeah, appearance. Though I do still hope it functions and you can eat it.
Yeah, I just never buy a cake that doesn't function.
But yeah, you want appearance there. Okay. Now, I really like to have smoothies in the morning. So when I buy a blender, what's more important? Function or appearance?
Function.
Function, yes. Some blenders are good for smoothies. Some are not.
Smoothie ones aren't as good for soups.
That's true.
I found that out.
That is true. All right. If I'm buying a backpack for travel purposes, function or appearance?
I'm going to go function.
Din, 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 din.
I yes. will say when I bought my travel backpack, though, I needed both.
Well, I could go as, like, such a plain black. Mm. As long as it's got, like, all the pockets I need, where I need them.
Yeah.
Because I need to be able to get to my snacks pretty quick.
Right. And my book.
All right. If you're getting new throw pillows to redecorate your living room, function or appearance?
Appearance.
Appearance. Din, 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 din. Woo! Five out of five.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That. Way to go.
I feel like you kind of lobbed those at me a bit.
Well, I didn't want them to be too hard.
Okay, I appreciate it. Yeah. I was honestly afraid you were going to give me like a bunch of stuff of how the body functions with things. And I'm like, oh, God, I'm going to fail so horribly.
No. I didn't want to do any of that to you.
I think that your quiz is a great intro of this topic.
Yeah.
I have never heard the term body neutrality until you brought it to my attention.
Yeah. And so some people are just like, you know, it's all about body positivity and you have to be very positive about your body and how it looks and that you love it no matter what.
Right.
And this is saying, who cares what your body looks like? Does it function the way it's supposed to? And learn to appreciate that in your body, no matter what it looks like.
So you're neutral on the appearance.
Right.
And you're heavier on the functionality of.
Right.
Like your organs or your yeah. fingers or.
Right.
Something like that.
And like, okay. just like learning to love your body for the fact that it functions the way it's supposed to.
I like that.
Yeah.
I get when you brought this to, like I said, I'd never even heard the term. You brought it to me and I obviously went to the old Goog. You know, and
always.
Looked it up, and I was like, what an interesting concept.
Yes.
I will say in the past, I don't know, let's say 5 years. I don't really remember. I've been working a lot more on the body positivity.
Okay.
Of like not talking negatively to myself about my body.
Okay.
Now, I don't, that trend of body positivity has gone quite far.
Mm-hmm.
With,
I would agree.
A little too far in some respects. And so I didn't want to like, I've never wanted to be like, oh, I'm so into body positivity. However, I am into speaking kindly about your body and looking for the positive stuff about
right.
your body. And so this is a very interesting topic to me of the body neutrality.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's the whole thing. I'm trying to think of like immediately like what people are maybe kind of like negative about themselves or whatever. And I think it's just like trying to stay positive all the time about everything. It can be really exhausting sometimes, right?
Yes. Yes, like, it can be.
Sometimes I just can't even think of nice things to say.
About your body?
It's emotional. No, I just think general.
Yeah,
because if you're trying to say, stay positive about work, stay positive about your house, stay positive about your situation in life, and stay positive about your body, can't say anything negative, that can get really just demanding and draining, I think.
Especially when you're changing seasons and you're putting on some jeans from last year.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, maybe you're in the middle of all that, and those jeans are a little tighter than you remembered them being when you last took them off.
Yeah.
And your mind automatically starts going to the negative, and you're like, I can't be negative, I gotta be positive, instead right. of just saying, wow, I am so healthy, and all this is functioning, right. or...
And thank God my digestive system has been working so well.
Right. So, and some people, I think, too, don't even think that much about their bodies.
This is true. That's me.
In a general basis, right? They don't think good or bad.
Mm-mm.
And so they don't really pay a ton of attention to it.
Yeah. I've never really thought too much about my body. I mean, listen, I've always kind of like looked at myself and been like, but I don't know that I've ever been like thinking, oh, stay positive about, you know, you can still fit into your pants or
right.
whatever. I just always been like, oh, need to get new pants. It's that time.
I think it depends on my mindset at the time that things happening.
Okay.
Because there are times where I'm like, how? I don't want to buy new pants. And there's another, you know, time of looking at it and saying, yeah, those pants are still fitting and we're on year three of it or something. So
yeah.
I've also gone up and down with my weight over the years, though, a lot.
Oh, okay.
So I think that changed that for me. In following a lot of, I know listeners, I've talked about her before, is Dr. Christian Northrup.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I follow her on the Facebook, she just does like a daily blurb.
Okay.
And a lot of those daily blurbs, not all the time, I don't read her page every single day or anything, but a lot of them are definitely about just sit with your body and appreciate this that it does. Or so
right.
I think in a way, some of that's been in the back of my head.
Okay.
For a while.
Okay.
And then I did start changing a lot more positive talk about my body.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it's turned into, that's why I was trying to think of how long ago it was that I even really felt like I might've had a struggle with that. And at the time though, body neutrality wasn't even a concept I'd heard of or a term I'd heard of or anything like that.
Yeah.
So I think she was on the more body neutrality side, which was already kind of flowing in there.
Okay.
And then I started more on the positivity side.
Yeah. Maybe because that's all you kind of had heard of or done.
Right.
And I don't know. I wouldn't say I've ever been, I have never just sat and been like, oh, thank goodness my elbow is moving today. I've never right. done that. But I've also never, I've never looked at my body and just been like, oh, I'm a fat blob or you know, there. I mean, I think though everybody has little things, right? And I'm actually laughing that today is the first day that I brought this out.
For those of you listening, Casey has
a new look.
A new look.
A new. I'm trying out, and you know what though? But we talked about this other day where I said I've always been so jealous of your hair. Because yes. you've been able to grow it long, and you can style it and do things with it.
Hence the hat. Of all days.
Of all days.
Of all the days I'm all. I'm putting a hat on. My hair looks like crap. Boom.
And my hair is always just, it's flat. It's straight. Even if I grow it long, I can't style it.
Because it just hangs there?
It just hangs.
Yeah. It has no body.
It has no body juice. And listen. People that are watching the video, I know this doesn't look the best. I'm still working on it. It's new. Okay?
But for those of you listening, it's a wig.
It's a wig.
So.
It is.
And I think, oh, I'm sorry.
But I do like it. Anyway, I guess that's the whole, I found a hairstyle that I thought worked for me. And I was just like, well, this is what I do now. But I've never been so negative about myself being like, oh, my hair is so ugly or. But I've also never been like, you know what? I'm so glad my hair keeps my head warm.
True.
I've never just thought about the function of the hair.
Of the hair.
Compared to the appearance of it.
That's fair. I've never thought about that either.
Yeah.
The function of my hair. I do think our hair definitely falls into, when we look at ourselves, is a huge part of it, for sure. I was thinking of the conversation we had actually a few days ago.
Okay.
When we were talking, you said about my hair.
Yeah.
And then I said something about... Dang. I want to say maybe your butt.
Oh.
But we were having a whole discussion about how we viewed ourselves growing up.
Yes.
And when we were telling each other how we had viewed our own selves, we were both like, what? No way. I thought this. And she's like, what? I always thought this about you. I'm like, oh, man, I was always so self-conscious of that.
Right.
Or something. And
I think we were talking about your boobs. Always your my boobs. I was jealous.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, she had boobs. She had great boobs. She still does.
Still do.
Great boobs. And listen, it's not like I don't like my boobs, but I remember just being like, I want boobs like my sister, and I want them so bad.
But I was telling her how embarrassed I was to have gotten the boobs so young. I thought it was a bad thing. I thought it meant I was a fat cow. Mind you, this is like third, fourth grade, but not most of the other girls had them. And I totally thought it was just because I was fat. I was getting extra fat in extra spots.
And what I told her was, I said, I remember the next year when I was in third grade, there I was begging mom for a training bra. And I was like, I need a bra too. And she's like, no, you don't. And I was like, Charlie got a bra when she was the same. She's like, Casey, you don't need a bra. I was like, yeah, I do. Look at my little mosquito bites. Right?
Right. And we were just thinking about a body image starting that young.
Right.
But it truly does.
Yeah.
And you don't know, you can't even imagine what someone else might be saying.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I never walked up to you and was like, dude, I wish I had your boobs.
I know. I don't think I ever, I think there's a time in our adulthood but that I've mentioned that I wish I'd gotten your butt instead of mine. Because you've always at least had one.
My goodness. A little bit there. A little bit. I'm not packing much back, but.
A lot more than I am. And I do believe by adulthood, I maybe mentioned that part to you. I'm sure.
Yeah.
But you think about those. We had different journeys through that, right?
Yes.
So then our needs, our internal needs of how we might be speaking to ourselves would be so different.
Right.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
And I had started some years ago after my last divorce, I had started a weight loss journey because I had gotten, and I know I've talked to you listeners about it before, the depression that had hit after that.
Oh, right.
Right, and how I started realizing a lot of my stuff was in that depression.
Okay.
And so in that depression, I gained some weight, man.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started in that weight loss journey is when I really started paying way more attention to the things I was saying to myself.
Oh, okay.
Mentally. And that's what had started my body positivity, if you will.
Okay.
I also, though, did start looking at some of the, man, I'm really grateful for my legs because they can walk today so I can take this hike and feel better. Or
yes.
But as you said, I didn't think about the function of, I don't know, say my tongue or something stupid. Or like, oh, yay, yeah, I can swallow food.
Right.
Or drinks.
And you lick all kinds of things.
You tell me not to. You tell me to
stop licking the windows.
I can't help myself.
You know, I think, and you know what's funny is I would say, I don't know that I've ever been on a weight loss goal or journey.
Right.
Anything I ever have tried to do was just to maybe more tone up. And
okay, yeah.
And I don't necessarily say anything. I'm also, I don't like exercise, so it doesn't help a lot. But I always just remember, like, in my mind, like, my whole goal is that, you know, when I'm 80, I'm still able to go out there and enjoy walking around nature and
yeah,
whatever.
Frolicking in the woods.
Frolicking in the woods. Swinging from trees. Right. Doing whatever I want.
Exactly. Exactly.
I feel like if my body feels good, then, you know, like your mobility and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all I ever have really thought too much of, is as long as my body feels like it can still move and function. But I've never thought about how it looks too much.
And I don't know that mine was always necessarily about the looks of it. It was the thing that started that weight loss journey was honestly tying my shoe one morning.
Oh.
And realizing how out of breath I was to bend over and tie my shoe.
Okay.
And I said, I don't want that. And I think in that journey, because it started like that, led down a way better and sustainable journey.
Okay.
For me.
Well, yeah.
Because it started with my health. It wasn't.
Right.
I wasn't looking at myself going, ugh, you know, you fat cow. But I mean, there was a time or two I did, but it wasn't the main goal of that.
Right.
And so as things were moving along with that, I think it made it a lot easier because I was viewing it differently. I mean, I was still definitely trying to find new ways to talk to myself.
Right.
But I took that pressure of being constantly positive about my body and started really turning into, you're feeling better. But look at you bending over and tying your shoe and having no problem.
Right. I think also, you know, when you think about body positivity and stuff like that, I don't always know that it's, yeah, I mean, it can be empowering, right? It can be.
Yeah.
Whenever you think about it, it's empowering to be, you know, like loving yourself, but it can also just, it feels unrealistic because I can remember seeing, you know, I mean, it's been a long time since I've looked at any magazines, but you know, growing
either in a long time. Not
yeah.
Yeah.
But like growing up, you'd see magazines and you'd see the people in them.
Yeah.
And
the models. Yeah.
And you would think, well, that outfit looks good on them because they have, you know,
boobs.
They have
not mosquito, yeah. Not mosquito bites. Mosquito bites.
Or what? You know, I mean, whatever. And so,
for sure.
It can feel exhausting though. Just and it feels unrealistic,
right?
To constantly be like, oh my gosh, like I do have great boobs. And my stomach is so flat.
To constantly say that to yourself, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. True. But it is, as you were saying too, there is an empowerment to it of when you feel confident in yourself.
Well, yeah.
Right? So yeah. I would almost say, you know, what kind of fine line is that?
I mean, it's got to be. It's got to be a pretty.
Because I would almost think it comes into, on days you're not feeling so, damn, my tits are popping in that shirt. I got confidence. Right. I'm rocking that outfit.
Right.
So on those days, maybe just switch your mind.
Yeah.
And as you were saying, like when you're 80, you want to be able to go walk.
Right.
Well, that means, guess what I can do today? Awesome. I can go take a walk around.
Take a lap. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a level two for me. I was around some people, not constantly, but in my life that were having a lot of problems with their bodies as far as autoimmune diseases possibly, or an accident, and they were having to take time to heal and they didn't always heal properly. And hearing that struggle they were having, that helped me be a lot more grateful for some of the small stuff my body could do.
I could see that.
I had to learn to eat sushi with their left hand. And I remember thinking how grateful the minutes I was like, oh, good for you. I was impressed, 100% impressed, first off. But they were having a problem with their right wrist. So they had to learn to eat it with their left hand. And I was like, get it, girl. Like, that's awesome. And immediately my next thought right behind a way to go, that's awesome, was, oh, I'm so grateful that both my wrists are working and I don't have to learn to do something different with my non-dominant hand.
Yes.
Right. So just having some of that around changes that. And then I'm friends with some older people in my life.
Oh, yeah.
So I hear a lot of their, and not that they're sitting around complaining or anything. I don't mean any of these people were sitting around bitching, like just something would come up like that. Some of these older people will say stuff of, oh man, be grateful you got this, because I'd have that happen. Or our mom with a knee replacement.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Makes me remember to be grateful for my knees and how well they can function right now.
Amen.
So.
And I mean, I don't know. I guess I just never, like I said, I've never thought too much about my body. And I mean, the one time, and I think we kind of talked about this not too long ago too, was just the one time I was a little self-conscious about my body was, you know, when I was pregnant. And then after, I mean, God bless, I got real fat real fast. And I remember at one point, oh my gosh, I remember one time, because as much as I don't have a butt, I didn't have a butt then. Like, I really didn't have a butt. And then I got pregnant, and guess what? It's a boy, so brought the ass with it. The little bit of ass that I have.
Is that an old wives thing?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so I had bent over. And listen, I'm 6 months pregnant at this point. I bend over, and my pants bust out.
Ah.
And I just thought, oh, my God.
That's awesome.
And I'm like, dude,
what? That is so cool. I can't imagine my butt ripping my pants open. Put back that ass up.
Oh, my. No, I just felt, I'm crying.
Jaybird's probably like, yeah.
Oh. We're at his parents' house, and I'm like, we gotta go home right now, right now. And he's like, we're getting ready to eat dinner. I'm like, I don't care. I don't care. And he's like, why don't you just go get one of his brother's pairs of shorts? And I'm like, yeah, that's what I want to do. I rip those too. I'm so fucking fat. I did. I just changed into one of the boys' pairs of shorts. Because let's face it, we were going to eat food.
I was going to say, we're not turning down food, right?
Yeah, no. And mom was able to sew the pants for me. But I was like, oh my gosh. But yeah, I wasn't. And then after the kids, and I'm not trying to brag by any means, but I have been very blessed in the fact that I just lost weight real quick.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Not everyone can do that.
So
then you didn't have to carry that.
So I didn't have
further
to.
Down the
right.
road of, yeah.
So I was blessed in that. And I think maybe that's why I don't think about it. It's because I have been blessed in.
And not fluctuating that much.
Not fluctuating my weight a whole lot or anything.
And I think too, some of it, as we were kind of talking about it, even growing up, we didn't necessarily always talk about our stuff.
Yeah.
So then sometimes things that would maybe be happening in my body, I thought were weird.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Or I'll be honest, the first time I couldn't tell you the age, you guys, but the first time that I realized that swimsuits actually like got stretched out.
Oh, yeah.
So there I'd be, oh man, I must be losing weight, but dang, cool, cool. And then you go to buy a new swimsuit because swimsuit's stretching, like, I was going to buy a size down, but that's tight as shit. So, little stuff like that.
Yes.
So, for me, I think that there was always, in the back of my mind, not realizing certain stupid things, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or when you wear your pants a couple times before you wash them.
Oh, yeah.
And the denim stretches out a little, you're like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and honestly, since they've gotten that dang stretch
out. Oh.
I don't like it.
I actually don't either, to be honest with you.
Because it stretches, and because I have no ass, I have nothing holding it up.
Right, same.
And then I just like a saggy ass. It looks worse than normal.
I understand, trust me.
Yeah.
When it comes to anything with a butt, I don't.
Baby got back.
Because I can't imagine what that would feel like.
But yeah, so I think it's just a matter of like learning to say, my body is functioning, and it's doing what it's doing, and I can just accept it. And I don't have to feel negative about my body or positive about my body.
Like you
can. I can just be neutral.
Coexist with positivity and.
Yeah.
Neutrality and just keep like negativity all the way out of it, basically.
Yeah. Like you're just kind of. Like you're just accepting your body for what it is.
Yeah.
That it's doing what it's supposed to be doing. And I don't have to sit here and be like, oh, I love everything about myself all the time. And I also don't have to be like, man. I hate my fat ass tearing my pants up. Actually, should be like, man, my body's doing what it's doing. It's supposed to be growing a baby.
I was going to say, especially when you're growing a baby.
So, yay for me.
That would be a big part of that. Yeah.
A big part of it. Yeah.
As this term had come into play in my vocabulary now, in the, you know, past, I don't know, week that we've been looking into it or whatnot, I'm definitely leaning on it because I think, what a cool concept.
Yeah.
And as I said, like, there was certain areas I'd maybe be using it without realizing it was a term.
Not, right.
But I think it might be becoming more of a growing trend.
Yeah.
And I think that might honestly be, and I don't want to be the shitty person, but I'm just going to say it. It's because that body positivity trend that was from a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. It went way too damn far.
Way too far.
Of people, instead of being healthy.
Yeah.
We're
just saying, I love my body. And I was like, ooh, girl.
And I understand. Trust me, I literally just admitted to all you listeners, like, I have weight fluctuated over the years, this and that. Like, I'm not always in the best of shape. Sometimes I'm super on my hiking and eating healthy and doing all that stuff. And mm-hmm. other times I'm, you know, 3 weeks of cheeseburgers and onion rings. Thank you, Bills. to be at all, ooh, I better get some flaxseed back in my diet and I better walk my fat ass to work today.
Right.
there's a mix in there. There truly is. So I would never want to shame someone or make them feel bad about who they are because every woman's body is so different.
Right. But I think you have a point there where you're right. That body positivity and just being so positive about everything about your body, it led to us, well, not us, but I think it led to a lot of people in society being completely unhealthy, but saying, I love the way I look. And just being so about it, which, hey, listen, I'm glad that you have some confidence in how you look, but maybe you should focus a little bit more on the functionality of your body.
Because at that point,
there's no way it was functioning the way it needs to be.
No way. No. Or also no way, and maybe they didn't want to live a long life, but at that point, you're looking at, there is no way you're going to live into your 80s without having a heart attack, at least.
Yeah.
Then you're going to be sitting in a wheelchair.
Right.
And then you're going to, you know, definitely not be healthy because you can't get up and move because you're in a wheelchair.
Yeah. I think it did. It went so far.
Too far.
And I think people can become so obsessed with it. So obsessed with being positive.
Right.
That then they don't think about the function.
True.
It's just like, I have to love myself and love everything about myself. And not focus on where I might make some improvements.
And the truth of that is, if you truly did love and accept yourself, you've got to accept every part of you.
Mm-hmm.
And that means not just the appearance,
right,
but the functionality.
Yes.
So if you're going to truly accept and love yourself, you know, if you love food, I think you and I can both share this example. We both love food. And we just had a conversation the other day that I said, man, I have definitely getting a little lethargic. And that's when we kind of noticed that, well, we have not actually been eating that healthy in the last few weeks. Instead, when we made our, you know, dinner menu for the week or our lunch menu, we added some extra stuff in there.
Yeah.
To help with that. Because I do want my body to be functioning up into my 80s, 90s. Yeah. Maybe even beyond. Who knows? It's 120. Who knows where this life's going to take me? And I also do want to appreciate my appearance.
Yeah. Well, and when I'm not eating well, my body functions in a way of letting me know.
Yeah. So do mine.
We don't need to do that anymore.
You can stop your shit now.
It's enough greasy food for you.
But we could have ignored all those symptoms.
We could have.
And looked in the mirror and said, well, my pants still fit. And hey, I look great. Ugh.
Yeah.
So instead of doing that, we also took the time to listen to our bodies.
Yes.
And what they were telling us.
Yeah.
Because, that positivity could go so far that you're really not even paying attention to the functionality. And you don't listen to yourself or what your body's trying to tell you.
Yeah.
And if you do start listening to what your body's trying to tell you, holy shit, does it have a lot to say?
It has a lot to say.
Yeah.
And I, honestly, I know it's kind of like, listen, it's not like I don't love to eat the cheeseburgers and onion rings a lot.
Same.
But then whenever, I made that bean salad,
Oh my God, it was so good.
And we've just been eating the crap out of that.
Oh, we have.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And it was good, right? It's all these veggies and...
Yeah.
And so I can feel good after I eat it, too. And I know my body's functioning a little bit better.
And just going to a potluck the other day. Oh, trust me, all I would do is eat that fried chicken.
Yes.
And the pasta and the pie. I also, my eye went straight to this salad. And I'm like, damn, that was good. And it was a kale salad. Freaking delicious.
Yeah.
So over there eating. So it's sometimes, you know, just making those choices of. Yeah, I want my body to function. I want to enjoy stuff. And I'm going to appreciate my appearance. So I'm going to still talk positively to myself.
Yes.
But I'm also going to pay attention to that functionality.
Right. And I think it does have to be a matter of being able to do both. Being able to say, hey, listen, I love myself, but I love myself enough to want my body to function at its best.
Yeah.
I think
you bring up a really good point there.
Yeah.
So I would say our lesson learned and growth earned on this is if you didn't know about the term body neutrality, you know, now you do a little bit more, as we did, and start adding that into your body positivity.
Yes.
Because it is definitely important to love yourself. It's important to love your body. And remember that loving your body includes treating it in such a way that you can keep enjoying it for a lot of years to come. Yes. So body neutrality might be your new way to go, but don't throw positivity out the window.
I agree. In our next episode, we're going to discuss gratitude. You're going to get our hot take on it. Thanks for listening. Until next time, go out there and be your favorite self.
And if you're enjoying what you hear, be sure to leave us a review. We love hearing from you, and it also helps others find us. Like and subscribe on your favorite listening platform to catch all our future episodes.